And Jim Bertel. Authorities in Afghanistan say a massive suicide bomb blast inside a packed wedding hall in Kabul killed and injured dozens of civilians. An Interior Ministry spokesman says the attackers set off the device among wedding participants near the stage where musicians were performing late Saturday. One witness says everyone near the bomb was killed. The Islamic State's group affiliate in Afghanistan claims responsibility for the blast, killing at least 63. Protesters rallied in Hong Kong again on Sunday as anti-government demonstrations, now in their 11th week, continue. Mike O'Sullivan reports that the protests were first sparked by an extradition bill, but are now broadly aimed at maintaining Hong Kong's special status within China.
A sea of umbrellas and a peaceful show of force as tens of thousands of protesters spilled into the streets in defiance of authorities after Sunday's rally.
Because I just can't help it, of the history that happened this recent few months. I feel obliged as a Hong Kong belonger to come out to protest, to make the government realize that we meant business.
Braving the rain in a scene reminiscent of the umbrella movement protests of 2014. Now it's about an extradition bill with China that protesters say undermines Hong Kong's legal system. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Hong Kong.
A Spanish humanitarian group rejected Spain's offer to take in more than 100 mostly African migrants aboard a charity rescue ship, saying it was too dangerous to sail that far. The migrants were picked up by the open arms boat off the coast of Libya, but have been stranded off the shores of Italy for 2 weeks. This is VOA News. Sudan's pro-democracy movements signed a final power-sharing agreement with the ruling military council on Saturday at a ceremony in the capital, Khartoum. VOA's Isha Sarai reports.
The signing itself was brief, but hours of celebration followed in the capital city. Nirad Abdullah, who herself protested for months ahead of the agreement, stood outside Friendship Hall as the accords were signed. Abdullah says she is happier than she can express that moving forward, a new Sudan will be built. Thousands of people traveled more than 300 kilometers from the city of Atbara, where the first protests that helped to oust President Omar al-Bashir took place in December. Sudanese people in Khartoum joyously celebrated the signing well into Saturday night, knowing there will be days, weeks, and months of difficult work ahead. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Khartoum.
Three Palestinians were killed by Israeli forces, the Palestinian Health Ministry said, adding that another Palestinian man was wounded in the shooting. An Israeli military statement said a military attack helicopter and tank opened fire on a group of armed men spotted adjacent to the security fence in the northern Gaza Strip that separates Israel from Gaza. The incident happened just hours after three rockets were fired from Gaza into Israel. After a rocky week on Wall Street, the White House is trying to reassure the public that the economy is in good shape. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
White House trade advisor Peter Navarro tells ABC's This Week that as long as the Federal Reserve trims interest rates, the central bank in the European Union does the same, and China stimulates its economy, then
the global economy will have a bullish cycle going through 2020 and beyond.
Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who is running for president, also on ABC's This Week, says President Trump's trade policies are hurting.
President Trump said no bad trade deals. Not only has he entered into them, but he started a trade war with China, and it's really harming producers.
Last week's sharp drop in the stock markets followed a bond market signal that the economy could be heading toward a recession. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Authorities in Gibraltar say they are rejecting the United States' renewed request to not release an Iranian supertanker. The vessel has been detained for over a month in Gibraltar for allegedly attempting to breach European Union sanctions on Syria. In a statement Sunday, Gibraltar's government said the ship would be free to go, as U.S. sanctions on Iran had no equivalent in Britain or the rest of the EU. A massive fire has swept through a slum in the capital of Bangladesh, Dhaka, leaving thousands of people homeless. At least 1,200 tin shacks were destroyed in the slum. Many homes had plastic roofs, which helped the flames spread. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1.